SBPRTO expansion members affirm April 1st go live, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. Future participants in SBP's RTO expansion into the Western Interconnection have affirmed their support to meet the April 1st go live deadline with a unanimous vote of support. SPP said in a March 12 news release that the decision to proceed as planned with a Western RTO expansion is a strong signal of confidence as the grid operator and its members complete their final system tests. April 1st will be a milestone day for SPP, CEO Lanny Nichols said in a statement, noting the grid operator will be the first RTO to bridge the Eastern and Western grids. The expansion marks the culmination of more than a decade of outreach and collaboration with Western entities. Those efforts have included the failed Mountain West Transmission Group, but also the Western Energy Imbalance Service, or WISE Market and Markets Plus, the latter of which is expected to be deployed in October 2027. The expansion will occur overnight March 31, April 1, when SPP will begin administering the regional transmission grid under its tariff for the following organizations: Basin Electric Power Cooperative, Colorado Springs Utilities, Deseret Power Electric Cooperative, Municipal Energy Agency of Nebraska, or MEAN, Platte River Power Authority, Tri-State Generation and Transmission Association, Western Area Power Administration, or WAPA Regions, Upper Great Plains, or UGP West, Colorado River Storage Project, and Rocky Mountain. Joining the SPP RTO expansion marks the culmination of nearly a decade of dedicated work by our employees and a major milestone for our owner communities as we advance toward a non-carbon energy future, Platte River CEO Jason Frisby said. This integration will provide broader access to renewable energy resources and allow us to realize the cost efficiencies that come with participating in a fully integrated energy market. SPP said several other load-serving and embedded entities that are part of WAPA's Colorado-Missouri, or WAC Balancing Authority also will become part of the SPP RTO on April 1st. Those listed above were the signatories to RTOS commitment agreement and would have been financially accountable for sunk costs if the expansion effort had been terminated before go live. Basin, MEAN, Tri-State and WAPA's UGP East region already are RTO members of SPP, as is United Power. The Colorado utility was the first Western distribution utility to join the SPP RTO in 2022. The expansion began in 2020 when several utilities decided to explore RTO membership. A Brattle Group study found the move would be mutually beneficial and save $49 million annually. SPP says its wholesale electricity market, resource adequacy program, and other regionalized services can help Western members reach renewable energy goals, strengthen system reliability, and use new opportunities to buy, sell, and trade power.